Hi, this is Harv Stewart from Sportsland. You know, that dinky little show that could, sort of. We're going away after 20 years, and we've had a lot of fun. And I had a great time with Jamie and Lisa, and you're listening to the Daily News.
Welcome to Monday,
better known as
Cinco de Mayo. Hey!
Margaritas all around.
That's right. We're doing the podcast drunk.
Yes, and that's different from every other day. How? We had a great weekend, had some of the first tangible evidence of spring. A lot of the garden centers are now opening up. I know the Sobeys down in Sackville opened up their garden center on the weekend, so good to see.
Unless you're looking for a parking spot. Takes up half the parking area. Have you noticed that?
There has been no greater debate on Twitter than occurred after I tweeted this on Friday. Apparently, the exit greeter at Costco said no longer allowed to draw happy faces on kids' receipts because three people complained it held up the line.
Uh-huh. Where do you stand on this one? I think we have differing opinions.
Well, it's like, are you three people complained that things were a little sluggish and they blamed the poor guy who was drawing happy faces on the receipts?
Was it a guy or a girl?
Oh, I don't know. They switch up every 15 minutes there, so.
I'm thinking maybe there's a little bit more to that story.
Such as?
Well, such as, I don't know. I mean, maybe the happy face was, you know, I don't think anybody would fire somebody for drawing a happy face on somebody's receipt.
Well, nobody's been fired. Whoa. I don't know where you got the fired part. Just the exit greeter at Costco is no longer allowed to draw happy faces on the kids' receipts because it holds up the line. No one was fired.
I thought the person was fired because they were drawing happy faces.
No.
Oh, okay. Because I was about to say maybe the person like took a shit in the produce section as well.
Okay, that'll get you fired.
And then now they're just kind of going like, oh yeah, it was the happy faces. I can't believe stinking bosses. They fired me for the happy faces. Sure, there was that incident in the garden center.
that we don't speak of now in mixed company.
Strategically omit in this little diatribe.
No. Nobody was fired. I guess three people complained that it was holding up the line. So they have instructed the exit greeters at Costco to no longer take the time
to draw a happy face.
Draw a happy face on the receipt.
Instead, they just draw a line on it. Have you noticed? Okay. First of all, I want to know, do they actually count the groceries in there? They hold your receipt and they stare at your cart for about 5 seconds. They go, yep, that's okay. I'm thinking there's so many items that are underneath other things that they have
never
no
once.
Idea if I stole a thing of eggs or something and threw them
never
in the cart.
Never once. I mean, it's all for show as far as I'm concerned.
I think it's just to see if there's anything underneath the cart. You know what I mean? Like under that little
Maybe.
Section that people rarely use, but some people hide things underneath there.
Yeah.
That has to be it. Because really, to get past the cashiers at Costco and to smuggle something out, you'd have to have two people, first of all. One would have the cart and pay for it, and then meet the other person somewhere where they could strategically slip the item past everybody into the cart.
You can't strategically slip anything past anywhere at Costco because everything is giant-sized.
Sneak out a jar of mayonnaise, you're going to look like a woman in her ninth month.
Exactly. Like, I mean, there's no sneaking anything past anybody at Costco. So that whole thing at the exit where they look at your receipt and look at your carts, just for show.
At the exit, what about the entrance when they look for your card when you walk in there? You know, you go through the effort of picking, you take the wallet out and then you pull the card out and then you manage to juggle everything and you show them the card and they look at you like, yeah.
Yeah.
Go.
We assumed you had one of those.
But yet, if you try to do it without going through all of that effort, that's when they go, excuse me, do you have the card?
Mm.
I think they're there just to annoy you, both at the entrance and at the exit. We'll fumble with his receipt or we'll fumble with his card. Either way, they're going to fumble with you to make it difficult to get in there.
Anyway, the next time that you go through the checkout at Costco and you go past the exit greeter, demand your happy face, okay?
No, there's got to be a better way to protest this. Although, I don't really give a shit. No, I really don't. I don't care if they draw
a nice little thing.
If they draw a swastika on my receipt.
Okay, then I have some issues.
Well, no, I don't care what they draw on there. I don't even want them to draw. Can I just leave, please? Can I just go? If you really want to talk about Costco, Tell you what, why don't they make that little cafeteria area that they have there at the end either big enough so that you can bring your cart right through the cafeteria lineup and the tables aren't in your way, or find some area where you can put your cart while you go and grab a hot dog and pop. But you can't do it. You're either leaving it in the middle of the road in everybody's way, and then you have to keep glancing over there to make sure that nobody is, you know, taking anything from your cart. Or you can try to navigate it through the line if you're getting a, you know, a pop and a hot dog. But then that's impossible. You get to the end and you're there with your cart and, you know, it's not designed for that. It's insane.
No, it's not designed for that. And you know something else is not designed for you? The happy face. They only do it for the kids. I'm sorry. So if you're
What about the swastika? Actually, you know, the origins of the swastika before Hitler screwed everything up. It used to be a symbol of peace. I do believe. It goes back a lot further than Nazi Germany. I mean, that swastika has been around forever, and Hitler screwed that up. You know what else he screwed up? The Hitler mustache. Seriously, Charlie Chaplin used to sport that thing.
Used to rock it.
He rocked it, and a lot of people did. You see those British gentlemen with the bowler hats and the little mustache. You know, Mr. Tudball from the Carol Burnett Show.
Yes.
And Mrs. O'Higgins, he had one of those as well. Well, it's pretty difficult to have those now unless you're just shaving off a beard and you're kind of doing it as a joke. I mean, you can't do that. He's ruined that. So that's two things. Well, it's a lot of things he's ruined, actually. But two things off the top of my head is the swastika and the little mustache there. Now, you know what? You know what would be better? If we all started wearing those mustaches and wearing the swastika and not... No, that wouldn't be better at all. I was thinking we could say, you know what, we can reclaim that stuff and get rid of this guy forever in memory. But
I don't think that's gonna happen.
No, if you go sporting a swastika somewhere, people are not gonna think he's reclaiming it. No, I don't think so.
I think we're just gonna leave this conversation alone.
Yeah.
So, big construction has pulled the butt plug on a long-standing business in downtown Halifax.
I said, pardon?
Follow me on this one.
Okay, what business?
Night Magic Fashions. Been at the corner of Sackville and Market Streets for 24 years. Night Magic Fashions and family-owned business, you wouldn't think would go together, but that's exactly what it is.
I wonder what kind of Night Magic Fashion stuff they would have had 24 years ago.
Good point.
A lot different than today. Although that wasn't that long ago.
What are you thinking? More
nostalgic?
Nostalgic or just more primitive?
I don't know.
Just thinking about sort of
stuff that has been banned since it was originally released.
Well, no, I'm thinking now they have battery operated vibrators. They would have had like the crank powered ones.
It was only 24 years ago. We're not going back to the 1800s or anything.
Anyway, it's been 24 years. The corner of Sackville and Market Streets in Halifax. They just received notice that they've got to be out by, I think it's the end of June. Now, surprisingly or not surprisingly, the location is what is key here because it's pretty much across the street from the new $500 million Nova Center, the new trade center that is going in.
Oh, and they have a problem with somebody selling nipple clamps across the street from them, perhaps?
No. They're going to tear the whole thing down and put in an 8-story apartment building right there at the site with some ground floor commercial space and some residential units.
I wonder if there's going to be a plaque there saying what used to be there.
So anyway, they got to vacate by June 30th, and they're having trouble finding a place to go. So be a real shame to see that store disappear because, I mean, it does fill a need.
So to speak.
It fills a lot of needs. But
have you ever been in there?
Have I ever been there?
When you were with Q, you used to do like remote broadcasts from there.
Oh, my Lord, yes. Yes, and do you remember when we got married?
Yes, I do. It was
the box of stuff.
I was drunk, but I remember. Oh yeah,
they sent over this huge box of stuff.
A lot of it was just for a joke, was it not?
I think so.
It was funny because when you say a box, we're talking. It had a clear plastic front on it, so you could see everything. It was like a big display.
Yes,
and it had to have been 3 feet by 2 feet.
Exactly.
And it was this huge box that had everything you could imagine and a few things that you probably wouldn't be able to imagine. Because
and a few
I still,
things that I still can't figure out what they're supposed to be for.
Well, they all turned into dog chew toys. after a while, Dexter found it and just kind of did the
things where it's like, big hit at the dog park.
You know what, honey? We should get rid of this stuff because somebody's going to come over and think that we seriously purchased this, holding up this huge rubber.
Which then begs the question, what is the proper way to dispose of such things? I mean, is that the type of thing that, I mean, is it recyclable? It's not compostable.
Put it in your clear blue recycle bags and put it out there on your street corner. Your neighbors will love you.
Hey, check your lotto tickets. We had a big winner here this weekend. There was a 649 ticket that was from Saturday's draw that is worth $7 million. They are saying it was sold in Truro. The winning numbers were 1, 7, 11, 17, 27, and 47. And the bonus number was 34.
And if those are your numbers, just remember where you heard them.
Well, do you remember the name Scott Jones? Scott Jones was the young man up in Pictou County in New Glasgow who was stabbed in the back as he was leaving a nightclub and was left paralyzed in what has since been determined a homophobic episode. Well, he was left in a wheelchair and is trying to rebuild his life, but I'm telling you, he is doing it in style. He has just signed on to do Drop Zone. If you are not familiar with Drop Zone...
You did that. We talked about that on a podcast last week.
Not all that long ago. It's a fundraiser that they do every year for Easter Seals, Nova Scotia. And you rappel down the side of 1801 Hollis Street. Well, he is going to be doing this. He now walks with long leg braces as he tries to become mobile again. And he is going to be doing Drop Zone in a harness. And he's going to be... there, front and center, raising money come October 3rd. And finally, congratulations to Halifax City Council. It would appear that they are going to drag this city kicking and screaming into the 21st century. A staff report says that City Hall would look into allowing dogs on Metro Transit ferries if the Community Planning and Economic Development Committee recommends so. Basically, they want to try to make downtown more dog-friendly. So dogs on the ferries is a scenario that was proposed, way back, like just after Christmas. And it's actually been under some debate. But my God, please, it's about time. I'll tell you, it was completely eye-opening when we went to Sweden last year and saw how incredibly dog-friendly to the extent that you get on the subway and dogs are allowed.
What's neat is they have little footprints telling you which door to go through to get into the subway.
Through the gates.
And so they have these big person footprints, mm-hmm, and little kid footprints because the kids have to go onto the side. And then four dog paws.
Yep.
They have their own entranceway into the subway, the dogs. That's kind of neat.
And my God, look at that. The world doesn't come to an end because dogs are allowed on subways. So let's hope that this comes to fruition because that would be really nice to be able to take your dog on the harbor ferry to get from Halifax to Dartmouth.
You know what else would be good in terms of dogs?
Mm.
If people cleaned up after their dogs and the dog barks.
Well, come on now.
Little public service announcement. No, you know what? All these other dog hater people need is an excuse to close down these dog parks. Mm. And it drives me crazy when a dog owner goes in there and lets their dog crap all over the place and ignores it and keeps walking off. So a big hats off and a salute to all the people that go in and clean up other people's dogs.
Yes, indeed.
Poop. They do that. You shouldn't have to do that. You know, if everybody just cleans up after their own dog and really adhere to the dogs on leash, off leash signs, especially at Seaview Park.
Yeah.
When you first walk in there, it says dogs on leash.
That's right.
You get halfway into the park, then it says dogs off leash. These owners that walk through that first gate and then just unhook the leash and let the dogs run rampant when there's a child's playground there and a picnic area and stuff. It's you people that are going to get all the dogs kicked out of there.
You're going to ruin it for the rest of us.
Yeah, so don't, okay? Look up at the sign. It's pretty obvious, you know, the sign that says dogs on leash. That's the one that has the dog sitting there with the leash attached.
Yeah.
And then dogs off leash, I don't even know what the symbol is there. Probably some dog humping another one or something. But, you know.
It doesn't matter. Your dog can't read. He's counting on you to enforce the rules.
Ooh, I like that. You may be the smartest dog on your block, but you'll never be able to read those damn signs. So
there you go.
On Friday, we posed the question, was it yay, yeah, or yah? And I went on and on about it. But you know what? A lot of people are agreeing with me on that one. And I guess yay, Y-A-Y, seems to be the way that we're writing yay.
That
now
is the acceptable form, apparently, for the standard English language.
All I'm going to say is tell that to the Bible, those guys who wrote the Bible. Yay, though I walk through the valley. That's yay. And it's not Y-A-Y, it's Y-E-A. And it's not, yeah, though I walk through the valley of, you know. That's the Stoner's Bible. Before we sign off, boy, we've talked a lot about nothing, haven't we? Or I have, anyway. Sorry about that. Chatting with Constable Donnie Jenkins, who is going to be a guest this week on the podcast. Going to talk all about the Police Week or Police Day display that is at Micmac Mall this coming Saturday.
Oh, perfect.
And, of course, he might be able to tell us a few other things.
Oh, yeah. We can always twist his arm to tell us some good stories.
Like really juicy stuff that, you know, you don't hear. Thank you, everybody, that came up to us at the Bash for BJ and talked about the fact that they listened to the podcast. It's great to actually see the listeners of the podcast. What a bunch of freaks you are. But that's good. We've got to stick together.
You fit in just perfect.
Yeah, at the neighborhood poker game, people are saying they're actually binge listening to the Daily News
now.
That's
scary.
Yeah, it's kind of neat. So thank you. Let's keep the momentum going. This can only get bigger and better. And tell a friend, and we'll chat with you again tomorrow.
Until then.